I'm Jim Bertel. The United Nations has issued an urgent appeal for a two-hour truce in the suburbs of Tripoli to evacuate civilians and those wounded, as forces loyal to military commander General Khalifa Haftar continue a push aimed at taking the capital. Libya's UN-backed prime minister is calling the action by Haftar an attempted coup. Haftar and his forces appear to have gained ground along the outskirts of the capital, but government troops say they are prepared to confront them. The UN mission in Libya has urged all parties in the area to respect a two-hour humanitarian truce. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame has led commemorations marking the 25th anniversary of the genocide that killed hundreds of thousands of people. He says the situation in Rwanda has improved greatly since the country's genocide, in which some 800,000 people were killed.
Your resilience and bravery represent the triumph of the Rwandan character in its purest form.
He also warned other countries not to destabilize the country. In the lead-up to the commemoration, tensions have been mounting between Rwanda and Uganda. Rwanda accused Uganda of supporting groups opposed to the government in Kigali. Uganda rejects those accusations. U.S. President Donald Trump and White House officials are rejecting reports that the release of a special counsel Robert Mueller's full report would prove more damaging than the initial conclusion. The initial summary of the report on the 2016 Trump campaign's contacts with Russia said neither Trump nor his aides conspired with Moscow to help win the election. From Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistan is warning rival India is planning to launch a fresh military assault against the country. Islamabad is calling for the international community's urgent diplomatic intervention to deter New Delhi from endangering regional peace and stability. Pakistan's foreign minister says the attack could take place in mid-April. The warning comes amid simmering tensions since February 26th, when Indian jets crossed deep into Pakistan's territory and allegedly destroyed the suspected training camp of a militant group plotting terrorism in the divided Kashmir territory. Election Day in Israel is just 2 days away. To boost his chances of winning, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office. Linda Grandstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
In an interview with Israeli television, Benjamin Netanyahu promised to annex at least some Jewish settlements in the West Bank. He said that every Jewish settlement in the West Bank is part of Israel, and he will not uproot one Jewish settler. That is in contrast to his challenger, Benny Gantz, who has said he could move some Israelis from the West Bank in a peace deal with the Palestinians. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad Malki warned that Netanyahu would face a real problem if he annexes Jewish settlements. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A war monitor says shelling killed 13 civilians in northwest Syria today. The violence was the latest to threaten a seven-month-old truce intended to stave off a regime offensive on the region held by Syria's former al-Qaeda affiliate. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 30 civilians have been killed in regime attacks on Idlib since Wednesday. At least seven policemen and three civilians were killed Saturday in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. In the eastern Ghazni province, Taliban insurgents killed three policemen in attacks on security checkpoints, according to a provincial police spokesman. British Prime Minister Theresa May has admitted that it is unlikely that Parliament will approve her Brexit withdrawal agreement a fourth time around, while pro-Brexit conservatives are showing frustration at May's decision to seek the opposition's party's help. Brazilian authorities say a ferry boat collided with a bridge in the Amazon region, causing part of the bridge to collapse. Local media reported that two small cars fell into the water as a result of the accident. The state government says five crew members on the ferry survived. The bridge collapse has cut a highway to one of Brazil's busiest ports, potentially affecting shipments of soybeans and corn through northern ports. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
It's VOA.